Lisa Mesmer works for a furniture store in Wrangell. Earlier this year, she received an email with the heading, Freight Rate Increases.
When I saw the heading of it, I kind of don't read the rest of it because we don't have a choice here. You can't, like, call them up and say, no, we're not going to pay this increase. So we're just stuck and we pay what they say we pay.
Wrangell and the rest of Southeast Alaska received groceries, hardware, appliances, alcohol by seafaring barges coming from Seattle. It's really the only way things get to small coastal towns. Freight rates increase all the time, and at small increments, people just suck it up. But small business owners are seeing a steeper hike than anyone expected.
We know freight's been high here forever. I mean, it's just the way it's doing business in Wrangell, Alaska.
David Powell runs the Bay Company. His minimum freight rate increased 58% this year. For larger loads, it's three times what it was last year.
When the freight goes up, our rates go up. We lose sales because of what we have to price at to make money to be able to keep our lights on.
He sells boats, motors, buoys, anything for the water. He anticipates raising his prices to meet the extra freight costs.
I mean, we're talking a boat that would sell for, you know, $5,700 now will probably sell about $64 next year.
There are only two barge companies operating in Southeast, Alaska Marine Lines and Sampson Tug and Barge. Sampson's Vice President Jerry Morgan says the rates have increased to meet their own operating costs.
Really, it was just trying to get the rates corrected.
He says when Sampson got into the Southeast market 5 years ago, its competitors were setting low rates for the area.
I don't know why the rates were so low, but they were so out of market range, and it just doesn't make sense to even provide service to Wrangell at the rates that they were offering before. Rates in Southeast are just too low, pretty much across the books. I mean, it's a difficult market to compete in.
Alaska Marine Lines is the bigger barge company in Southeast. An AML representative said its rates are also going up, particularly for smaller loads. But raising rates on smaller loads means raising rates on smaller businesses, those that are already struggling to compete with big box and online retailers. And though it's a hard decision, there's no way around it. Businesses are going to pass that cost along to their customers. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.